This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Fire, mold, termites, wet basements, leaky roofs. We think of all of these as disclosure items, right? You as a home seller need to disclose if you've had these issues in your home previously. But I found out something surprising the other day. I found out that if you've had a fire in your home and you hired a professional company to come in and they did full remediation, that you're not obligated to disclose that. I was surprised. I'm still actually surprised about this. Meaning you had a fire in the house on the second floor and the roof burns and they replace the roof and they replace all the drywall and you still have some scarring inside the attic, but all the smoke smell is gone and everything has been basically put back together in a way that now that it's deemed, even though it had a fire, it's deemed to no longer be a disclosure issue. I found that interesting because with water penetration, that's not the case in my opinion. We had a home seller who had purchased one of my listings and had experienced a water penetration issue in the basement the first year of home ownership about 10 years ago. And at the final walkthrough, no issues, everything was fine. Buyer goes to settlement on one of these heavy downpour days that we had. The buyer comes back from settlement and discovers a pool of water on the floor about 3 feet across. And were they upset? You can imagine. What the heck? They had to know. Seller had to know. Agent calls. He's in a tirade. I can't believe it. I thought this and this, this. And I said, wait a second. Let's go back to the disclosure form. And in the disclosure form, I'm very careful with my home sellers to ask them a host of questions about all kinds of items, including water penetration and otherwise. And I asked them, did you have any issue? And they said, well, yeah, 10 years ago we had an issue, but I went ahead and dug a French drain around the outside, and I also put a dry well in so that the gutters were fed into a pit. Essentially, it's about 8 feet away from the house, and it's about 3 feet across, filled with bluestone, and water is then fed into an essentially like a holding tank, but in the ground, and it slowly seeps down over time. So on the disclosure form, I said, seller had had water penetration, but these things to take care of it has had no issue since. And that was the truth. Well, the settlement attorney got on the phone, the buyer agent got on the phone, and I got on the phone, and we all talked it out. And the settlement attorney said, you know, seller provided full disclosure about what had occurred, and they hadn't had any problems since then, so they really didn't have anything else to disclose about the matter, and I think the burden's on the buyer at this point. The buyer wasn't really happy, but they understood, and full disclosure is necessary, I think, to protect yourself as a homeowner. If someone dies in a house, you don't disclose that because it's not a material defect. I personally feel like it's better to give full disclosure on the impact of anything on your home in the past and talk about it and just say it. This is what happened. This is what we did about it. At least you put it on the table and can never come back to haunt you in the future. If you're downsizing, you're going through that right-sizing process, you'll appreciate the humor of our radio theater senior moments. Episode 10. I hope you enjoy it.
Dad, mind if we come in? Charlie, down, down.
Looks like Charlie's adjusted just fine to the new place.
Dad, are you here? I thought you said he was here.
That's what they said at the racquetball court.
Oh, Tommy, Jenny, come on in.
Sorry, Dad, I didn't know you were in the shower. We can step out while you get dressed.
Nonsense, I've got a towel on. Come on in.
Really, Dad, we can step out.
All right. Hand me the bathrobe over there. Better? Now, have a seat.
Do you want me to turn off the shower?
No, it's fine. I just got back from a wicked game of racquetball. Tommy, have you ever played racquetball with Jenny?
No, I don't think so.
Don't. If she's anything like her mother, she'll wipe the court with you.
You and my mom played racquetball today? That's fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic for her, maybe. I dropped every set. She's brutal.
Dad, I really think I should turn off the shower.
Don't worry about it. You two are right on time. Eric was going to stop by. He should be here any moment.
We'll have a full house. Grace and Beth ran down to see the dinner cruise boat dock. They should be here any...
Can we come in? Grandpa's only wearing a bathrobe. We should come back.
Come on in. We've got plenty of seats.
This place is beautiful.
A beanbag chair. I love beanbag chairs.
Who's in the shower?
Just your grandmother.
Dad, are you feeling okay?
I feel great.
Would you be okay if I had the doctor on call stop by the room for a minute?
What are you talking about? I feel great.
Do you remember that Mom is no longer with us?
How could I forget that?
Do you realize that you just told Grace that Mom was in the shower?
Not your mom. Her grandmother, Jenny's mom.
What?
Oh, we have company.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Showering.
We can see that. You're only wearing a towel. In Tommy's dad's apartment.
If he sees something he's never seen before, he can put his hat on it.
Mom!
Hi, folks. The door was open, so I... Ooh, excuse me.
Come on in. I'll get a bathrobe on.
I'll just step out a minute.
Come on in. Join the party. We're all decent. Or we'll be in a minute.
Grandpa, why is Grandma here? Is her shower broken?
No, her shower works just fine. She just came out of her shower.
Dad... What is going on?
I really should probably leave. I just wanted to drop off a little gift and say congratulations. In the thousands of people I've helped find homes, I don't think I've ever had a situation like this before. I'm sure you'll be very happy together.
Thank you, Eric. You may have missed your calling. You could have had a career as a matchmaker.
Dad, what is going on?
There we go. Now I'm a little more presentable.
Mom, what is going on?
They don't know. I'm so sorry if I ruined a surprise.
Nonsense. You didn't ruin anything. We wouldn't be married if it wasn't for you.
Married?
Jenny, you've been calling me Dad for 30 years. I thought it was about time I made it official.
Hold it. Can we just back up and start at the beginning? Did you two get married?
Yes.
When?
A week ago Wednesday, when you guys were at the beach in the lakefront chapel. It was small, but a lovely service.
Grandma and Grandpa got married?
Does that make Dad and Mom brother and sister?
You didn't tell us?
This is a very special family moment. I should probably excuse myself.
Eric, you are family. It was because of you that we are married. If we were still stuck in our lonely, empty houses, we would have never ended up together.
You got married, and you didn't invite us to the wedding.
Don't be hurt. You all were away at the beach, and we decided that we're too old to wait around until everyone's schedule worked out. We decided to make this as quiet as possible. After all you did for us, getting the houses ready and getting us moved in here and the sale and everything, we thought you needed a vacation.
But, Mom, Eric did most of that.
And Eric was at the wedding. He was my best man.
My head is beginning to spin. We go off to the beach for 2 weeks, and while we're gone, my dad marries Jenny's mom. And Eric Stewart, our realtor, is the best man in the wedding? This is simply astounding. And once the shock has worn off, I think I will be so happy I can hardly stand it.
Me too. I can't think of anything more wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you approve. Come on, everyone. Group hug. You too, Eric. Get over here.
Eric, I wish there was something we could do for you. You certainly have gone well above the call of duty.
It was my honor to be involved with this, even in such a small way. There is one little thing that I'm thinking of, but I wouldn't want to impose in any way.
Just name it.
I would love to adapt this story for my radio show. That was fun. Thank you to all the actors who participated in our senior moments. If you enjoyed it, please let us know. Shoot us an email at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.